Thank you. Amen.
Yeah.
That's our prayer, two by two.
Amen.
Well, saints, it's good to be together on Monday night. I'm so glad all of you paid such a price to be here tonight. You know, I found out that the church in New York City is in the book of 1 Corinthians. And so I prepared an outline. I had no idea you were in 1 Corinthians. So this outline has something to do with 1 Corinthians. And you can see that what we want to talk about, you look at the title, is the most excellent way and the excelling gift for God's unique work to build up the church as the temple of God.
We see the title, 我们来看这个题目的话, 就是神在他建造召会所神的殿的独一工作里所需要的极超越的路和极大的恩赐。
We will see that the most excellent way to build up the church as a temple of God is love. Love, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
我们看到建造神的殿的独一的工作,最超越的路就是爱。爱能够建造,知识叫人自高自大。
And we will see that the excelling gift for God's unique work to build up the church as the temple of God is prophesying. Love is in 1 Corinthians 13. Prophesying is in 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians is really an amazing book. Me
Wendy. No problem.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, 1 Corinthians is really an amazing book. Because we know the church in Corinth had many, many problems. If you want to be encouraged with your church life, just read the book of 1 Corinthians. But it's amazing, in 1 Corinthians, a church with so many problems, Paul presents a tremendous revelation. And the main theme of 1 Corinthians is this. It's that the enjoyment of Christ solves all the problems in the church through the work of the cross. What solves all our problems? The enjoyment of Christ. When you enjoy Christ, all your problems are solved. And it's through the work of the cross. When you enjoy Christ, there's the element of the cross in your enjoyment.
在我们享受基督的时候，在这个享受里就有十字架的工作。
That kills all the negative things in your being.
把我们所事里面所有消极的因素全部杀死。
So saints, let's give ourselves to enjoy the Lord.
让我们弟兄姊妹们，让我们一起来享受基督。
We want all the churches on the earth to be filled with the enjoyment of Christ.
我们盼望地上所有的众召会都一同来享受我们的。
And we want to consecrate ourselves to enjoy the Lord.
我们盼望把我们自己奉献给对基督的享受。
Even tonight, I hope all of us would enjoy the Lord.
就是今天晚上我们一同来享受主耶稣。
You know, saints, all our problems come because we don't enjoy the Lord.
我们所有的难处实际上都是来自对基督缺乏享受。
Because we focus on matters other than the Lord.
因为我们的注意力转移到基督以外的其他事物上面。
You know, saints, we should concentrate our whole being on Christ.
我们需要把我们自己整个人都奉献给享受基督。
Don't concentrate on any matters, persons, or things other than Christ.
不要把注意力放在其他的人事物上，都要放在基督身上。
If we concentrate on a person other than Christ, we'll have a problem.
如果我们注意基督以外的人，我们会有问题。
If we concentrate on any matter other than Christ, we'll have a problem.
如果我们注意基督以外的事物，我们就会有难处。
If we concentrate on anything other than Christ, we'll have a problem.
如果我们注意基督以外的任何其他的情形，我们都会有难处。
We need to concentrate on Christ.
我们需要把我们所有的注意力都放在基督身上。
Focus on Christ.
把我们的注视，我们的焦点放在基督身上。
And focus our being on the enjoyment of Christ.
把我们的享受都放在基督身上。
In 1 Corinthians 1:9,
在哥林多前书一章第九节
，Paul says God is faithful.
他说神是信实的。
Through whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们乃是为他所召，进入了他儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通里。
Now this word God is faithful. We have a concept about what it means to say God is faithful.
当我们看到神是信实的时候，有时候我们对神的信实有不同的概念。
You might think, "Oh, I got a very nice house. God is faithful."
有时候我们也许买了个大房子，说神是信实的。
I got a new car. God is faithful.
我买了辆新车，我说神是信实的。
I got a wonderful wife. God is faithful.
我娶了一个爱妻，我说主是信实的。
But that's not what that means.
这个主是信实的，不是这样，不是这个意思。
What does it mean when we say God is faithful?
当我们说到神是信实的是什么意思呢
？Now listen to this.
请听。
God is faithful to take away all of our idols, I-D-O-L-S.
神是信实的，他会把我们所有的偶像都除掉。
He's faithful to take away all your idols.
把我们所有的偶像都铲除。
What are idols?
我们的偶像是什么呢
？Idols are anything that substitutes for the enjoyment of Christ.
任何取代我们对基督享受的东西。都是偶像。
In Jeremiah 2:13,
在这个耶利米书二章十三节讲到说
，The Lord through Jeremiah said, "My people have committed two evils."
主告诉耶利米说，我的民做了两件恶事。
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters.
他们离弃了我这活水的泉源。
And they've hewed out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, which can hold no water.
为自己凿出池子，就是破裂不能存水的池子。
Well, we should never forsake Christ as the source of our enjoyment.
我们永远不要把基督这活水的泉源离弃。
He's the fountain of living waters to us.
他对我们来说就是活水的泉源。
And we shouldn't try to make cisterns, which is false enjoyment.
我们不要为自己凿出那个存水的池子，那是假的享受。
Those broken cisterns are idols.
那些所有破裂的池子都是这个偶像。
The children of Israel tried to make something to substitute. For the enjoyment of Christ, the enjoyment of God.
以色列的儿女试着做出许多神以外的东西作为他们的享受，那就是偶像。
And anything you try to enjoy other than Christ is a broken cistern.
任何你基督以外的享受都是破裂的池子。
So God is faithful to take away all of our idols.
神是信实的，他会把这所有基督以外的东西全部挪走。
Sometimes He takes away things you know we don't want Him to take away.
他甚至有时候挪走 我们不想让它挪走的东西。
Sometimes our safety, our health, our
有时候我们的安全，我们的健康。
Our security,
我们的平安。
Our possessions,
我们的所有。
Our possessions can become idols.
我们的物质财富可能成为我们的偶像。
But God is faithful.
但是神是信实的。
To take away all of our idols,
把我们所有的偶像都挪走。
And to bring us into the fellowship of His Son.Jesus Christ our Lord.
把我们带到他儿子主耶稣基督的交通里。
And what is the fellowship of His Son?
什么是耶稣基督的交通呢？
You know, experientially speaking, it's the enjoyment of His Son.
如果从我们经历的角度来说，就是来享受他的儿子。
It's the corporate enjoyment of Christ.
就是我们对基督团体的享受。
So Paul gives us in 1 Corinthians, he gives us at least 20 items of Christ.For us to enjoy.
在哥林多前书，保罗最起码给我们20项对基督不同方面的享受。
And I wrote some of these down. I'll just say them to you.
我写下来了一些，我就告诉你们。
Paul shows that Christ is our portion given to us by God.
基督是神所给我们的份。
Paul shows us that Christ is God's power.
他告诉我们，基督是神的能力。
He's the power of God.
他是神的能力。
He shows us that Christ is God's wisdom.
那是神的智慧。
Christ is God's righteousness.
也是神的公义。
Christ is God's sanctification.
也是他的圣别。
Christ is God's redemption.
是他救赎。
Christ is the Lord of glory.
他是荣耀的主。
Christ is the depths of God.
他是神的深奥。
Christ is the unique foundation of God's building.
他是建筑的独一的根基。
Christ is our Passover.
他是我们的逾越节。
Christ is our unleavened bread.
他是我们的无酵饼。
Christ is our spiritual food.
他是我们的属灵的食物。
Christ is our spiritual drink.
他是我们属灵的饮料。
Christ is our spiritual rock.
那是我们属灵的磐石。
Christ is the head of the body.
他是身体的头。
Christ is the body of the head.
他也是头的身体。
Christ is the first fruits.
他是初熟的果子。
Christ is the second man.
他也是末后的亚当。
Christ is the last Adam.
他是第二个人，他是末后的亚当。
And Christ is the life-giving spirit.
他是赐生命的灵。
He unveils all of these items in 1 Corinthians for our enjoyment of Christ.
在哥林多前书，所有这些丰富都启示给我们做我们的享受。
Isn't that wonderful?
看这奇妙不奇妙？
Now he doesn't only unveil all these items for our enjoyment.
这些不光是启示出来做我们的享受。
He shows us how we should live the church life.
也告诉我们我们该如何过我们的教会。
And how our relationship should be in the church life.
我们在教会生活里面彼此的关系应该如何？
It should be one of love.
应该是爱的关系。
Where we love one another.
我们应该彼此相爱。
And then what should our practice in the church?
我们在教会生活里该如何实行
？It should be one of prophesying.
应该伸言。
Where we speak Christ into one another.
我们彼此讲说基督。
Okay, now let's come to the outline, and we'll read through the outline, and I believe we'll have plenty of time for testimonies.
我们来看看纲要。我相信我们把纲要讲完，有很多时间弟兄姊妹们可以分享。
Roman number 1 says, God's unique work in the universe is to build up the church as the temple of God.
你们读就好了。我不翻了，好不好？
By building himself in Christ into his chosen people.
Amen. 好，我读一下。神在宇宙中独一的工作，乃是借着将他自己在基督里建造到他所拣选之人里面，而建造教会做神的殿。
So in Ephesians 3:16 through 21 is a prayer.
在这个以弗所书三章十五节到二十一节是一个长的祷告。
And we need to try to pray this prayer every day.
我们需要每天这样来祷告。
We should say, Father,
我们需要说，父
according to the riches of your glory,
照着你荣耀的丰富
strengthen me with power,
借着你的大能
through your spirit,
借着你的灵
into the inner man,
使我得以加强到里面的人里
so that Christ can make his home in my heart through faith,
所以基督借着信能够安家在我们心里
Then he says that you being rooted and grounded in love,
我们能够在基督的在爱里生根立基
May be full of strength,
能够满有力量
to apprehend with all the saints,
能够众圣徒
what the breadth, length, height, and depth are,
一同享受何为那阔长高深
and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ,
认识基督呢，超越知识的爱。
That you might be filled unto all the fullness of God.
使我们被充满，成为神一切的丰满。
Then he ends his prayer by saying, "Unto him be glory in the church."
好，在这个祷告结束的时候，他说：“愿荣耀归在召会中，荣耀归于他。”
This is a prayer for God's unique work in the universe.
这是主在宇宙中所做独一工作的祷告。
To build Himself in Christ into our being.
在基督里把他自己做到我们里面。
To build us up as the temple of God.
也把我们做成神的殿。
Now A says the goal of our work is to minister Christ into others so that the triune God may build himself into their inner being.
第一个终点，我们工作的目标就是供应基督到人里面，借此三一神能把他自己建造到他们里面。
Again, this is to build us up as the temple of God.
这就是要把我们做成神的殿。
In 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17,
在哥林多前书三章十六节到十七节说，
these verses reveal that the church is the temple of God.
这地方讲到说，这个召会就是神的殿。
Verse 16 shows that we are the temple of God locally.
在这个十六节讲到说，召会是在地方上神的殿。
Verse 17 shows that we are the temple of God universally.
十七节讲到说，召会是神在宇宙中的殿。
And verse 17 says we should not destroy the temple of God.
十七节讲到说，我们不要破坏神的殿。
That means we should not mar the temple of God. M-A-R. We should not mar the temple of God.
不应该是这个让神的殿受到玷污。
We should not ruin the temple of God.
不要损毁神的殿。
We should not corrupt the temple of God.
不要败坏神的殿。
We should not defile the temple of God.
不要玷污这个损。
But we should build with gold, silver, and precious stones.
我们应该用金、银、宝石来建造神的殿。
In this meeting, we want this meeting to be filled with gold, silver, and precious stones.
在今天晚上的聚会里，我们盼望这个聚会满了金、银、宝石。
That's 1 Corinthians 3:12.
这是哥林多前书三章十二节。
We don't want any wood, grass, or stubble.
我们不要任何的木草和秸。
Wood signifies our natural man.
木头就是我们天然的人。
Grass signifies the flesh.
草就代表我们的肉体。
Stubble signifies lifelessness.
和秸代表没有生命。
We want to be full of life.
我们盼望我们满了生命。
We say no to lifelessness.
我们对所有没有生命说 no， 说对，不要。
I laugh and I don't even know what Brother Peter said. Okay. We want to build with gold.
我们需要用金来建造。
Which is God the Father in His divine nature.
这是我们父神在他神圣的性情。
We want to build with silver.
我们需要用银来建造。
Which is God the Son in His redemptive work.
这是子神他救赎的工作。
And we want to build with precious stones.
我们需要用宝石来建造。
Which is God the Spirit in His transforming work.
这是灵神变化的工作。
Now we have these verses after A.
我们在这个第一个终点后面有许多经节。
If we're going to minister Christ into others, 1 Timothy 4, 6 and 7 tells us how we should be prepared to minister Christ into others.
这个提前四章六到七节讲到说我们如何来这个供应基督。
1 Timothy 4, 6 says this.
提摩太前书四章六节说。
It says if you lay these things before the brothers.
如果你把这些陈呈现在弟兄们面前，
you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus.
你就是基督的好执事。
Being nourished.
也是
nourished. Nourished. Fed.
能够在信仰的话上得了喂养。
Wow, this is really good. I didn't know we had this.
I didn't know either.
Being nourished with the words of the faith.
在信仰的话上得了喂养。
And of the good teaching which you have closely followed.
对你下来说，紧紧跟随善美教训的话上得了喂养。
So saints, if we're going to build Christ in a people's being, we need to be nourished by Christ.
我们如果要把基督建造到人里面，我们需要在基督的话上得喂养。
You need to eat Christ as your spiritual food.
我们需要享受基督做我们属灵的食物。
If you want to be healthy, you need to eat healthy food.
你如果想健康，你需要吃健康的食物。
Just like before the meeting, we had a little love feast.
就像我们在会前吃了爱宴。
It was all healthy food.
都是非 非常健康的食物。
And now our healthy spiritual food is Christ Himself.
我们健康的属灵的食物就是基督自己。
We need to be nourished with Him.
我们需要接受他做喂养，做我们的营养。
As the words of the faith.
也是做我们信仰的话。
And as the words of the good teaching of God's economy.
也是关于这个我们关于神的经纶美善美的言语。
Which we closely follow.
也是我们紧紧跟随的。
Then if you're going to be healthy, you need to be nourished and you need to exercise.
啊，如果你想健康，你不光是享受营养，你还需要锻炼。
So verse 7 says, profane and old womanish myths refuse.
在这个第七节讲到说，要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇的虚构无稽之事。
And exercise yourself under godliness.
要操练自己以至于敬虔。
What is godliness? Godliness is God manifested in the flesh.
什么是敬虔呢？敬虔就是神在肉体显现。
And the Greek word exercise.
在这个希腊文里面，这个操练这个词
is where we get the word gymnastics from.
也是我们从这个体操这个词的字根。
So we need to gymnastics ourselves under godliness.
我们需要啊，像练体操一样来操练自己。
This is a divine gymnasium here.
这地方是一个神圣的体育馆。
And we are all here exercising our spirit.
我们在这地方都在操练我们的灵。
So that we can express God as godliness.
所以我们才能将神在我们的敬虔里彰显出来。
Now in 1 Timothy 5, 1 through 2.
在这个提摩太前书一章五节。
Paul tells Timothy how to contact all the saints.
保罗告诉提摩太如何来 接触和圣徒们一起的交往。
He says, contact the older saint, the older brothers as fathers, the older sisters as mothers.
要对待年长的弟兄像父亲一样，年长的姊妹像母亲一样。
The younger men as brothers.
对青年人要像弟兄。
The younger women as sisters.
年轻的姊妹像姐妹。
Then he has these three words here.
他这里面有三个字。
In all purity.
在纯洁里
in all purity.
啊，对吗？英文有三个字音，在纯洁里
Saints, when we contact one another, our contact should be in all purity.
这地方讲到说要在全班的纯洁。
That means when I contact Brother Aaron, I'm so glad to see Aaron here tonight.
我就如果在接触我们亚伦弟兄的时候，我非常高兴看见亚伦。
I should just have one motive when I contact Aaron.
当我接触亚伦的时候，我的动机应该只有一个。
That's to minister Christ to him.
就是供应基督。
So that he might grow in the Lord.
这样他才能在主里面长大。
That's to contact people in all purity.
这就是全班的纯洁的意思。
To minister Christ to them so that they might grow in the Lord.
就是供应基督，他们生命能够长大。
Now we read B.
我们来读第二个重点。
B says what is crucial with our building work is of what sort it is.
我们建造工作的关键是工程是哪一种的。
God is not concerned with the quantity of our work as much as He is with the quality of our work.
神重视我们的工作，不太重视我们的量，而是重视它的值。
So a little bit of gold is worth more than a big pile of grass.
一点点的金子比一大堆的稻草要值钱得多。
So what the Lord wants is material of a certain sort.
神所重视的是那些特定的材料。
And this sort is actually the triune God himself.
这种的材料就是三一神自己。
Okay, now we come to Roman numeral 2.
我们来到第二个大点。
This says, love is the most excellent way to build up the church as the temple of God.
爱是建造教会做神的殿，即超越的路。
In 1 Corinthians 12, 31b,
在这个哥林多前书12章31节下说道。
Paul said this, I will show you a most excellent way.
保罗说道，我还要把极超越的路指示你们。
And then in chapter 13, he talks about love.
在十三章，他讲到爱。
Love is the most excellent way to do anything or to be anything in the church life.
爱是我们在教会生活里面所做所事的一切的这个道路。
So A says the greatest revelation of the Bible is that God is love.
第一个重点讲到说，圣经里最大的启示乃是神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
And we've been born of God.
我们是从神所生的。
So we should be love.
我们就应该是爱。
God is love.
因为神是爱。
So in Matthew 26:13,
在马太福音二十六章十三节说
，We know we have the story of a sister who poured out an alabaster flask of precious ointment on the Lord.
我们知道在那里有一个姊妹把这个至贵的真拿达香膏倒在主身上。
And in John 12, which is the parallel portion to this,
在这个约翰福音十二章是平行的经节。
It says the fragrance of that ointment filled the house.
这里面讲到说那个芬芳就充满了。
Saints, we need to love the Lord to the uttermost.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要爱主爱到极点。
And when we love the Lord,
当我们爱主的时候
，the fragrance of our loving the Lord will fill the church.
我们对主爱的芬芳就会改变整个教会。
And when people come among us, they will be able to smell these people love the Lord Jesus.
当人来到我们中间的时候，他们可以闻到这一班人是爱主的人。
So the Lord said, wherever the gospel is proclaimed,
主说，将来无论在哪里啊，传扬这福音。
What this woman has done will be told as a memorial of her.
将这女人所做的都要讲说，这女人所做的作为对她的纪念。
Now, what is the story of the gospel?
这个福音故事是什么呢？
The story of the gospel is that the Lord loved us.
福音的故事是神。我们的主爱我们。
The story of Mary is that she loved the Lord.
玛利亚的故事就是她爱主。
The Lord loving us is for our salvation.
主爱我们是为了我们的救恩。
Us loving the Lord is for our consecration.
我们爱他是为了我们的奉献。
So when we preach the gospel, we should preach both.
当我们传福音的时候，我们两面都要传扬。
We should preach salvation.
一方面我们要传扬救赎和救恩。
We should preach consecration.
我们也要传扬奉献。
You know, we'll talk in a little bit about how Brother Lee got saved.
我们一会儿要讲到李弟兄是怎么得救的。
You know, when he got saved, he consecrated his whole life to the Lord on the same day.
李弟兄得救的时候，他在同一天把他自己全然奉献给主。
He didn't wait a week. He didn't wait a month.
他没有等一周，等一个月。
But he got saved.
他得救了。
And he looked up to the heavens.
他向天仰望。
And he said, "Lord Jesus, I give my whole life to you."
他说，主耶稣啊，我把我一生都奉献给你。
I want to follow you with my whole being, Lord.
我要一生全人全身心跟随你。
So this is the gospel.
这才是福音。
Salvation and consecration.
救恩和奉献。
And then in 1 John 3:1-2.
在约翰一书三章一到二节。
It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God."
我们要知道，我实在告诉，对不起，你们看父赐给我们的是何等的爱，使我们得以成为神的儿女。
Then it says this, "And we are."
他那地方讲到说，我们是神的儿女。
And we are.
我们是。
Who are we? We are the children of God.
我们是谁呢？我们是神的儿女。
What love the Father has bestowed on us.
啊，父神赐给我们是何等的爱。
Oh, whose child am I?
啊，我是谁的儿女呢？
I'm not the child of the president.
我是总统的儿子吗？
I'm not the child of any king.
我是国王的，我不是任何君王的儿子。
But I'm the child of the God of the universe.
我却是宇宙中这位神的儿女。
And all of you are the children of God.
我们在座的都是神的儿女。
The children of God the Father.
我们的父亲是我们的父神。
What kind of love is this?
这是什么样的爱？
This is tremendous love.
哦，这是无法言表的爱。
You know, I told the young people, if you had a diamond, a very valuable diamond in your pocket,
我告诉一些青年人说，如果你口袋里装着一大块的钻石，
you would walk around like this.
你会走得非常这个自信和自豪。
I've got a diamond worth $1,000,000 here.
我口袋里装的上百万的这个钻石。
How much more, saints, we have the life of God.
弟兄姊妹，更何况我们里面有神的生命呢？
We should walk around like this.
我们应该真的是这样自豪的走路。
I'm a child of God.
我是神的儿女。
We shouldn't be like this. I'm a child of God.
Right?
We should be full of joy.
我们应该满了喜乐。
That we are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
Okay, now A says the greatest revelation of the Bible is that God is love. We spoke that. Yeah. One says, Christ as the Son of Man coming to redeem us from sin is God as love cherishing us for our judicial redemption.
基督是人子来救赎我们脱离罪，这是爱的神为着我们法理的救赎来顾惜我们。
So he cherished us for our judicial redemption.
他顾惜我们是为了我们法理的救赎。
He redeemed us from sin.
他把我们从罪中拯救出来。
And what does cherish mean?
什么是顾惜呢？
To cherish someone means to make someone feel happy.
顾惜他就是要让他感觉到喜乐。
To make someone feel comfortable.
让他感觉到舒适。
To make someone feel pleasant.
让他感觉到非常的高兴。
Now what makes someone happy?
什么让一个人高兴呢？
If Peter is down, I can't just say, "Cheer up, brother Peter."
如果这个彼得弟兄非常非常不高兴的话，我没办法拍拍他说，高兴起来吧。
That doesn't work.
这不工作的。
What is the cheering factor?
什么是那个顾惜的因素呢？
The cheering factor is God's presence.
那个顾惜的因素就是神的同在。
When we bring God's presence with us to other people, it cherishes them.
当我们把神的同在带给人的时候，
it warms them up.
这样能让他们的心得温暖。
It makes them feel happy.
让他们感觉到喜乐。
Pleasant.
能够非常高兴
and comfortable,
能够感觉到舒适
because of God's judicial redemption to wash away their sin.
因为神把法理的救赎洗净了他们所有的罪
and this is so that we can nourish people.
这样我们才能够供应并且喂养他们
We cherish people so that we can nourish them.
我们顾惜他们的目的是为了是为了喂养他们
You know, I told this story about one of my little boys.
我讲过我这个一个小儿子的一个故事
They're not little anymore. They're all big men.
现在不是小儿子了，都是大小伙子了
But when one of my little boys, when I would try to feed him, you know, they have those little jars of baby food.
Gerber food.
Yeah, Gerber food. Yeah. Gerber food.
小的时候我用这个用那种儿童的小孩子的食物来喂他
And one of them was green.
有一种食物是绿色的。
Oh, and he wouldn't eat that.
他坚决不吃那个绿的东西。
So I would try to feed him that, he would just, and it would, he closed his mouth real tight.
闭嘴不张口。
And the green food would get all over his mouth.
那个绿的食物就把他嘴巴都糊起来了。
So I said, I have to cherish him somehow to get to nourish him.
所以我就想着我应该怎么顾惜他才能来喂养他呢？
So I pretended like the spoon was an airplane.
所以我就把这个勺子当成是一架飞机。
And I went,
so 我就说
And he went,
当他张开嘴巴非常高兴的时候，我就把食物送到他嘴里去了。
Sometimes we're like that when we come to the meeting.
当我们有时候来到聚会中的时候，有时候我们就是
We're like this.
我们来的时候就是不高兴，闭着嘴巴。
And the Lord can't feed us.
主没有办法喂养我们。
But He cherishes us in the meeting.
他来顾惜我们。
He cherishes us with His presence.
他的同在来顾惜我们。
Then we open to Him.
当我们向他敞开的时候。
Then He's able to feed us with Himself.
这样他才能用他自己来喂养我们。
See, that brings us to two.
这样我们来到第二个小点。
Christ as the Son of God coming to impart the divine life into us abundantly is God as love nourishing us for our organic salvation.
基督是神子来将神圣的生命丰盛的分赐到我们里面，这是爱的神为着我们生机的拯救来喂养我们。
So judicial redemption is His cherishing us.
生机的拯救是来是啊，对不起。法理的救赎是为了顾惜我们。
Organic salvation is His nourishing us.
生机的拯救是为了来喂养我们。
He came to impart the divine life into us abundantly.
他借着他自己把他丰盛的生命 生命的丰盛分赐给我们。
For our organic salvation.
是为了我们生机的救恩，生机的拯救。
John 1:4 says, "In Him was life."
在约翰福音一章四节说，生命在他里面。
In Him was the Zoe life.
在他里面有这个作恶的生命。
The divine life.
那个神圣的生命。
But the problem is, in Him was life, but in us was not life.
但是有个问题就是，在他是生命，但在我们是不是生命呢
？So He said, "I came that you might have life." And might have it more abundantly.
他说我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Then in John 14:6, he said, "I am the life."
在约翰福音十四章第六节，他说我就是生命。
So he came that we might have him as life,
他来了是要让我们得着他做生命。
And might have him as life in superabundance.
也借着他得着他就得着更丰盛的生命。
And that's why in resurrection he became the Zoe giving spirit.
所以在复活里他成为一个咒恶赐生命的生命灵。
That is to nourish us with the Zoe life.
那就是为了来用他这个咒恶的生命来喂养我们。
Okay, B says the love of God is God Himself.
啊，这个第二个重点说神的爱就是神自己。
Love is the inward essence of God and the heart of God.
爱是神的内里素质，也是神的心。
Love is the nature of God's essence.
啊，这个爱是这个神内里的这个素质。
Now look at C. C is very, very precious.
在第三个重点。
The Lord says this, I drew them with cords of a man with bands of love.
我用磁绳爱索牵引他们。
I drew them with cords of a man.
他说他用人的绳。
With bands of love.
用爱的锁。
You know, the cords there are like the cords on a rope.
我们知道那个绳就是上面一股一股的那个绳。
And he drew us with these cords.
他用这个绳来把我们拉过来。
And what are these cords? They're the cords of a man.
这个绳是什么呢？是人的绳。
And these cords of a man are bands of love.
啊，这个人的绳成了神爱的锁。
So one says the phrase with cords of a man with bands of love indicates that God loves us with His divine love, not on the level of divinity.But on the level of humanity.
在第一个小点说，慈绳爱索这个词指明神用他神圣的爱爱我们，不是在神性水平上，乃是在人性的水平上。
God's love is divine, but it reaches us in the cords of a man, that is through Christ's humanity.
神的爱是神圣的，却是在人的绳里。
Now, two says the cords through which God draws us include Christ's incarnation, human living.Crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension.
神所借以牵引我们的绳子，包括基督的成为肉体、人性生活、定死、复活和升天。
It is by all these steps of Christ and His humanity that God's love and His salvation reaches us.
借着基督在他人性里的这一切的步骤，神在他救恩里的爱才能够临到我们。
Then three says, apart from Christ, God's everlasting, unchanging, subduing love.Could not be prevailing in relation to us.
第三个小点说，在基督之外，神永远长存的爱，就是他不变征服人的爱，在我们身上就无法得胜。
God's unchanging love is prevailing because it is a love in Christ, with Christ, by Christ, and for Christ.
神不变的爱是得胜的，因为这爱是在基督里，同着基督，借着基督，并为着基督的。
Isn't that wonderful?
对，你看这个美妙不美妙？
God's love reaches us in Christ, by Christ, with Christ, and for Christ on the level of His humanity.
神的爱在基督里，同着基督，借着基督，并且为着基督临到我们，啊，是在人性的水平上。
That I like D very much.
在第四个重点。
We must be persons who are flooded with.And carried away by the love of Christ.
我们必须是被基督的爱困迫并被征服的人。
Saints, we need to pray, flood me with your love.
我们需要让神的爱来困迫并且征服我们。
Carry me away with your love, Lord.
那个主啊，让你的爱来困迫我。
You know, we have a hymn in our hymnal, Thy mighty love, O God, constraineth me. Thy mighty love, O God, constraineth me, constrains me.
我们一首诗歌讲到说，主啊，愿你的爱来困迫我。
As some strong tide, it presses on its way.
好像如同大水，如同浪潮，不会翻了。
Then,
go on.
Yeah. Then at one point it says, "Oh, tide of love, flow in."
Amen.
Like a tsunami of love.
I know, but I don't know how to translate. But I know the Chinese one. So,
yeah.
爱的波一波一波的爱呀、啊，涌向我们。Amen.
Yeah, we want His love to flood us.
我们盼望他的爱能够就是冲击我们。
To carry us away.
能把我们征服，并且把我们带着朝他要走的方向走。
So Paul said, the love of Christ constrains us.
讲到保罗说，神的基督的爱困迫我。
That word constrains means to press on from all sides.
那地方那个困迫的意思是从四面八方 来压迫我们。
That word for constrains means to forcibly limit us.
那就是用从各种方面来限制我们，来限制我们必须爱他。
So the love of Christ forcibly limits us to live not to ourselves anymore.But to him, the one who died for us and has been raised.
因为他讲到说，神的爱捆绑我们，因为我们知道基督已经为我们死，使我们不再向自己活，乃向那替我们死而复活的主活。
So we shouldn't live to ourselves.
我们不应该再向我们自己活。
We should live to him.
我们应该向他活。
We should live for him and his aims.
我们应该为了他的目的而活。
His purposes.
啊，他的目标。
His goals.
他的His, 他要达到的旨意
his desires、
啊、他的、
his preferences
他的心愿
his preferences
他的爱好
so we have to love the Lord in this way
我们需要这样的来爱我们的主
you see if I love brother Peter
我爱彼得弟兄
and I want to feed him some food、
啊、他要给我吃东西
I have to live to him.
他需要向着我活。
I don't feed him my favorite food. Otherwise, I'm just living for him.
他不能把他喜欢的食物强加给我，不然的话，他就是在为我活。
So Peter, what's your favorite food?
Hamburger.
Hamburger. His favorite food is hamburger. Hamburger. So if I'm going to live to Peter, I need to get him a double whopper.
如果他要向我活的话，他需要给我那个Burger King 那个 Double Whopper。
This means I'm living to him。
那这样他是向我活的。
You see this? I live to him. I have his aims in mind。
啊，这样他就有我的目的在他里面。
His preferences in mind。
啊，我的爱好在他里面。
His goals in mind。
我的目标在他里面。
His desires in mind。
我的心愿在他里面。
Now, if I want to live to Ricky Acosta with food，
如果他想在食物上向 Ricky 活
，I have to get him pizza。
他需要给他买披萨。
And if I get him pizza, he'll be very happy.
他如果给他买披萨的话，他就会很高兴。
But if I get him sea cucumber,
如果他给他吃海参的话
he won't be happy with sea cucumber.
他特别不喜欢海参。
That means I'm not living to him. You see this?
你如果他给他吃海参的话，他就没有向他活。
We need to live to the Lord.
我们需要向主活。
This means we live for His desire.
我们要照着他的心意而活。
For His goal.
他的目标。
For His aim.
他的目的。
For what He prefers.
他的所有的爱好。
You see, now this goes on.
接下去
it says, D says, the divine love should be like the rushing tide of great waters toward us, impelling us to love him and to live to him beyond our own control.
这地方讲到说，神圣的爱对我们该像大水澎湃，冲着我们，迫使我们情不自禁地爱他，并向他活着。
We live to him beyond our own control.
我们甚至向他活，甚至不再受任何的限制，情不自禁地爱他。
Because his love constrains us.
因为他的爱来困迫我们。
His love impels us.
他的爱正是冲击我们。
His love forcibly limits us.
他的爱来限制我们。
Many years ago,
很多年前
I was having a difficult time.
我有一段时间非常的非常的为难。
So I said, I need to have a long talk with the Lord.
我就说我需要跟主一个一段时间来谈话。
So I went to this football field.
我去到了一个足球场。
Nobody was there.
没有，除了我以外没有别人。
And I walked around the track.
我围着那个足球场的那个跑道就走。
And I said, Lord Jesus.
我说主耶稣啊。
You know I have this problem.
你知道我有这个难处。
How can I go on, Lord Jesus?
我怎么往前呢？
So I just talked to the Lord.
我就跟主说话。
Lord Jesus, this.
主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus, that.
主耶稣这个，主耶稣那个。
Lord Jesus, I need you.
主耶稣，我需要你。
Lord Jesus, what am I going to do?
主耶稣，我该怎么办呢？
Eventually, after a long talk.
一个很长很长跟主的说话以后。
I said, you know, Lord, there's only one problem.
主耶稣啊，我说只有一个问题。
I can't give up.
我没办法这个放弃。
Because I still love you.
因为我实在还是爱你。
It's because his love constrained me, you see?
因为他的爱限制我,
Saints, pray that the love of Christ would constrain you.
弟兄姊妹们要祷告, 让神,
and he will honor that prayer when you come to difficult times. Okay, one says under D, our loving God makes us those who are blessed of God to share the divine blessings that he has ordained and prepared for us. Christ says the depths of God which are beyond our apprehension.
第一个小点说的爱神使我们成为蒙神赐福的人有分于他所命定为我们所预备并过于我们所能领略的神圣福分基督就是神的深奥。
And in 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says things which eye has not seen.
他讲到说那地方神事情是这些事情是眼睛
Things which ear has not heard, things which have not come up in man's heart, how much God has prepared for those who love him.
Oh,
saints, how much God has prepared for us who love him. Then it goes on, it says, but God has revealed them to us through the Spirit.
但是他说神却借着那灵给我们向我们启示了。For
the Spirit searches all things.
因为那灵能够寻找并且参透万事。
Even the depths of God. Saints, when we say, Lord Jesus, I love you. When we say, Lord Jesus, I love
you.
When we say, Lord Jesus, I love you. The Spirit searches all things. That word for searches means the Spirit does active research. It means the Spirit explores the depths of God concerning Christ. And reveals Christ as the depths of God to us in our spirit for our participation and enjoyment. But look at 2. 2 is the opposite. Our not loving the Lord makes us those who are accursed, set apart to a curse. Yeah, cursed is everyone who does not love the Lord.
那地方讲到说,怪神是可咒可诅的。
It means you're set apart or devoted to woe, W-O-E.
这地方就是说你实际上是从神的爱里面被分出来,成为一个接受那个咒诅的人。
Saints, we need to be those who love the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,我们需要成为爱神的人。
If we don't love the Lord, we're not happy.
如果我们不爱主,我们没办法喜乐起来的。
How about we say, Lord Jesus, I love you 3 times right now in our own language.
我们主耶稣我爱你。 Oh, 主耶稣我爱你。
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Very good. Don't you feel better now? Praise the Lord. I told the young people, it's hard to be sad when you say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Okay, now we come to E. He says the end, the result, the issue of the charge for us to remain in and be aimed at the healthy teaching of God's economy is love out of a pure heart and out of a good conscience and out of unfeigned faith. Saints, when we're in the healthy teaching of God's economy, there's an end. There's an issue. There's a result. And that issue is love. When you're in the ministry of God's economy, that ministry stirs you up to love the Lord Jesus. And you love him out of a pure heart. You love him out of a good conscience.
你也是出于无伪的良心。
And you love him out of unfeigned faith.
也是一个无伪的信心。
Okay, now we come to F.
我们来到第六个重点。
F says to be partakers of the divine nature is to be enjoyers of love as the nature of God's essence, and we can enjoy God as love in our fellowship with Him.
要有分于神圣的性情，乃是享受神素质的性质，就是爱。 我们在与神的交通中就能享受他是爱。
Then one says, if we remain in the divine fellowship to enjoy what God is as love in His essence, we will be bathed in the love of God.
Amen. 若留在神的交通中享受神素质上的所事就是爱我们就会沐浴在神的爱里
Saints, I love that hymn, Pray to Fellowship with Jesus.
我特别享受这个刚才那首诗歌向神祷告并且和他有交通
Because the last line says, Bathing in His countenance.
最后一节讲到说沐浴在他的光中
Saturated with His beauty.
在被他的爱被他的荣美充满
Radiate His excellence.
能够让他的荣美从我们照射出去。
So we need to bathe ourselves in the love of God by fellowshipping with God.
我们需要沐浴在神的爱里，来和他有交通，并且爱他。
Then one goes on to say, we will not only become a man of love, but we will become love itself.
我们不仅要成为一个满了爱的人。 并且我们就会成为爱的本身。
Then 2 says, this love should saturate us until it becomes the love with which we love the brothers.
这地方讲到这爱应当浸透我们，直到我们可以凭着这爱来爱众弟兄。
The Lord desires a church of such brotherly love.
主渴望得着这样弟兄相爱的召会。
Of course, this is the church in Philadelphia.
当然这是讲到菲拉铁菲的召会。
Philadelphia means brotherly love.
菲拉铁菲就是弟兄相爱。
All the churches on the earth should be churches of brotherly love.
所有地上的众召会都应该是菲拉铁菲。
Now Jesus says, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
在第七个重点讲到知识叫人自高自大。
So this is the outward objective knowledge that puffs up comes from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the source of death.
外面客观的知识叫人自高自大，是出于善恶知识树，是死亡的源头。
But the love that is of and in the Spirit comes from the tree of life, the source of life.
属于那灵并在那灵里的爱就是生命树也是生命的源是出于生命树也是生命的源头
So knowledge puffs up
因为知识叫人自高自大
But love builds up
唯有爱能够建造
Isn't it true? Don't you know the saints who love you?
当圣徒们爱你的时候你应该知道的是吧
We know who loves us, right?
我们知道谁爱我们
Who loves us with the love of God
我们知道谁用神的爱来爱我们
And that builds us up in the body of Christ
对啊能够把我们在基督的身体里建造起来
Okay, then H says If anyone loves God, this one is known by him
第八个重点讲到若有人爱神这人乃是神所知道的
One says to be known by God is to be owned and possessed by him as his treasure.
为神之道就是被他拥有并占有，做他的珍宝。
The one who is known by God becomes God's joy, entertainment, and pleasure.
神所知道的人就成为神的喜悦、娱乐和喜乐、娱乐和喜悦。
Saints, we can become God's joy, entertainment, and pleasure.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以成为神的喜乐。
If we love God, we are known by God.
如果我们爱神，我们就为神所知。
And to be known by God,
我们能够被神所知道。
Is to become God's joy.
就是被神知道，就成为神的喜悦。
God's entertainment.
啊，他的娱乐。
And God's pleasure.
啊，他的喜悦。
I love this.
啊，非常喜乐，喜欢这些话语。
I like to tell all of you, no matter how you feel today, I know Monday is not easy to get to the meeting on Monday night. But all of you here, the evidence that you are here is that you love God.
这, 你在这地方, 坐在这地方，这个非常明显，就是因为我们一起爱神。
And because you love God, you came to this meeting tonight.
因为你爱神，所以你来到这个聚会里面。
And because you love God,
因为你爱神。
You are God's joy.
你是神的喜乐。
You are God's entertainment.
你是神的娱乐。
And you are God's pleasure.
你是神的喜悦。
Wonderful.
感谢主。
Okay, 2 says, to say that God does not know you means that he does not approve of your way.
如果说神不知道你，就是说他不称许你所行的路。
You know, in Matthew 7, 22 and 23, it says that there were workers who cast out demons in the Lord's name, they prophesied in the Lord's name, and they did many works in the Lord's name.
在马太7章22到23节的时候，我们很多人在主的名里赶过鬼，在主的名里行过许多异能，在主的名里做过很多事情。
But the Lord said, I never knew you.
但是主说，我不认识你们。
Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
你们这些不法的人，离开我去吧。
In other words, you did these things.
换句话说，就是你虽然做了这些事情。
But you didn't do them according to my will.
但是你没有照着我的心意，我的旨意来行。
I never approved of what you were doing.
我从来没有认证过你们这样行是对的。
So see, we'll go on. It says, the Lord told Balaam, I am here having come out as an adversary because your way was unrestrained before me.
在这个民数记22章32节，主对巴兰说，看到我出来抵挡你，因你所行的路在我面前是邪僻。
You know, you have Balaam.
那地方有巴兰。
And you have this other man named Balak.
那个另外一个是巴勒。
And he wanted Balaam,to curse the children of Israel.
巴勒叫巴兰来咒诅以色列人。
He said, I'll give you this money if you curse the children of Israel.
巴勒对巴兰说，你如果咒诅以色列人，我就给你这么多钱。
But he tried to curse the children of Israel. He couldn't curse them. He blessed them.
当巴兰想咒诅以色列人的时候，他不能咒诅，却成为对他们的祝福。
And he made a statement that was wonderful. He said, blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you.
他却这地方说到，他说，祝福你的，要愿他蒙祝福，咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。
This applies to the church.
弟兄姊妹们，这个可以应用在教会。
We need to bless the church.
我们需要祝福教会。
We need to speak well concerning the church.
我们在关于教会的事上应该说教会的好话。
If you bless the church, you'll be blessed.
如果你祝福教会，你就会蒙祝福。
If you curse the church, you'll be cursed.
如果你咒诅教会，你就会蒙受咒诅。
We all need to say the church in New York City is wonderful.
我们都应该说纽约市教会是何等的美妙。
I can't repeat that in Chinese.
纽约市教会是美丽的。
It's wonderful. I just want to tell you personally.I love the church in New York City.
我想从我个人的角度来说，我告诉你，我爱纽约市教会。
We all need to love the church here.
我们都需要爱这地方的教会。
And bless the church here.
来祝福这地方的教会。
But of course, Balaam later he did things according to his own desires.
你知道巴兰后来照着他自己的意愿做了一些事情。
You can see by reading the scriptures that he poisoned the children of Israel.
你可以读这个主的话的时候，你注意他在这个他用一些东西来毒害神的儿女们。
So that brings us to A. If we seek the Lord's will but are actually inclined to carry out our own desires, we may deceive ourselves, even as Balaam deceived himself.
这个 A 演说到，如果我们寻求主的旨意，但实际上却偏行己意，我们可能会自欺，甚至像巴兰自欺一样。
We should seek the Lord's will without having any other desire except to know His will and do it.
我们需要不带任何别的渴望来寻求主的旨意，只该寻求认识主的旨意，且行他的旨意。
Okay, now I are some verses from 1 Corinthians 13.
我们看到第九个终点是这个临前十三章的一些经节。
Love suffers long.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is kind.
又有恩慈。
Love is not jealous.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not brag.
爱是不自夸。
You know, in a natural man, we like to brag.
作为天然的人，我们很喜欢夸耀或这个 自夸。
Even we might give a testimony, everyone says, "Amen."
甚至当我们真是做自己的见证的时候，都盼望弟兄姊妹都说 "Amen."
And we brag about, we say, "Oh, I gave a testimony. I got 1,000 amen."
哎，我们这时候会自夸说，哎呦，我见证的时候，有上千个 amen 都给了我。
But love does not brag.
但是爱是不自夸。
Love is not puffed up.
爱是不张狂。
Love does not behave unbecomingly.
爱是不做不合宜的事。
Love does not seek its own things.
爱是不寻求自己的益处。
Love is not provoked.
爱是不轻易发怒。
You know, in our natural life, we can get provoked.
在我们天然的生命里面，我们很容易被激怒的。
Right? Sometimes when we're in our natural life,Things that are pleasant even provoke us.
甚至在我天然生命里面，甚至很喜乐的事情都很激怒我们。
The birds might be singing.
那个鸟也许在歌唱。
We'll say, "Be quiet."
我们甚至可以说 "Shut up."
Because we're not loving the Lord. We're not in our spirit.
因为我们没有爱主，也没有在灵里。
Love is not provoked.
所以这个爱是不轻易发怒。
Love does not take account of evil.
爱也是不计算人的恶。
Saints, what does this mean? Love does not take account of evil.
这个不计算人的恶是什么意思呢？
This means we forgive and forget one another's offenses.
这就是我们要赦免，并且赦免彼此的冒犯。
Love doesn't take account of evil.
这是不计算人的恶，这是爱。
You see, I've known Aaron for a number of years.
我认识亚伦好多年了。
But if I have something in the back of my brain.
如果我的这个脑袋里面老想着有些东西。
Oh, Aaron, he offended me 5 years ago.
亚伦五年前冒犯过我。
And so when I see him, I put my head down.
如果我见了他，我把头一低。
What is this?
这是什么呢？
This means that I take account of evil.
这就是我计算了他的恶。
But love doesn't take account of evil.
但是爱是不计算人的恶。
Love forgives and love forgets.
爱是要赦免并且要忘记。
Love does not rejoice because of unrighteousness.
爱是不因不义而欢乐。
But rejoices with the truth.
却与真理同欢乐。
Love covers all things.
凡事包容。
Believes all things.
凡事相信。
Hopes all things.
凡事盼望。
Endures all things.
凡事忍耐。
Love never falls away.
爱是永不败落。
That means love survives everything.
爱能够在任何的环境里都能够让我们活着。
Then Jay says, the body of Christ builds itself up in love.
在第十个终点，基督的身体在爱里把自己建造起来。
One says, God first loved us and that he infused us with his love and generated within us the love with which we love him and the brothers.
第一个小点说，神先爱我们，将他的爱注入到我们里面，并且在我们里面产生出爱来，使我们能用这爱爱神并爱众弟兄。
Now in number two,We're talking about 1 John 2, 7 and 8.
在这第二个小点讲到约翰一书二章七到八节。
And in these verses, John says, I'm telling you an old commandment.
这地方约翰说我告诉你们的是一个旧诫命。
But then later on he says, this is a new commandment.
但他后面又说这又是一个新诫命。
So what is it, an old commandment or a new commandment?
到底是个旧诫命还是个新诫命呢？
This is a commandment to love the brothers.
这个诫命就是要爱弟兄。
So listen to what 2 says. The commandment regarding brotherly love is both old and new.
弟兄相爱是旧诫命，也是新诫命。
Old because the believers had it from the beginning of their Christian life.
是旧诫命，乃是因为信徒从基督徒生活的开始就已经有了。
New because in their Christian walk it dawns with new light and shines with new enlightenment and fresh power again and again.
弟兄相爱是新诫命，乃是因为在基督徒的行事为人上，这个诫命一再露出新的曙光，一再以新的亮光及新鲜的能力来照耀。
Then 3 says, loving one another is a sign that we belong to Christ.
彼此相爱是我们属于基督的表记。
It says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
因为你们彼此相爱，众人就会因此认出你们是我的弟兄。
4 says, loving to be first in the church is versus loving all the brothers with the Lord as our first love.Yeah, 4.
在教会中好为首，与爱众弟兄相对，这爱乃是我们这种起初的爱。
5 says, just as the Lord Jesus laid down his soul life, so that we might have the divine life, We need to lose our soul life and deny the self to love the brothers and minister life to them in the practice of the body life.
正如主耶稣舍了他的魂生命，使我们能得着他神圣的生命。我们在实行身体生活的时候，也需要丧失我们的魂生命，并否认己，以爱弟兄，并将生命供应给他们。
Six says we need to lose our soul life by not loving the world with its pleasures.
我们需要丧失我们的魂生命。
Instead, taking in God and expressing God as love in the church life of brotherly love should be our joy, amusement, entertainment, and happiness.
反而我们应当在弟兄相爱的教会生活中接受并彰显爱的神，以此为我们的喜乐、娱乐、消遣和快乐。
Saints, our soul was created to take in God.And express God.
我们的魂被造是为了要接受神，并且来彰显神的。
So we need to take in God and express God as love in the church life of brotherly love.
我们在教会生活里面需要把神接受进来，并且把神在爱里彰显出来。
And this should be our joy, amusement, entertainment, and happiness.
这应该是成为我们的喜乐、娱乐、消遣和快乐。
Okay, seven says brotherly love in the church life is expressed practically in our caring for the necessities of the needy saints without any self-serving purpose or outward self-display.
在教会生活中，弟兄相爱乃是实际的表现在顾到有缺乏的圣徒的需要，而没有任何自私的目的或外表自我的显扬。
In the sharing of material things with the needy saints,The grace of the Lord's life with his love flows among the members of the body of Christ and is infused into them.
当我们在与缺乏的圣徒分享物质的东西的时候，主的生命的恩典连同他的爱就在基督身体的众肢体之间涌流并注入到我们里面。
So saints, we need to give to take care of the needy saints in the church.
我们需要在教会生活里面顾到那些有需要的圣徒。
You know, one time my wife and I, We were in a difficult time financially.
有一段时间，我和我的姊妹在这个财务上有一段非常困难的时候。
And we didn't know where we were going to get our next meal from.
甚至到了一个地步，我们不知道下一顿饭从哪地方来。
All of a sudden, there was a knock on the door.
突然这个有人在敲门。
We opened the door, and this sister comes in. She has two bags of groceries.
对，我们有一个姊妹。带着两大包的这个食物来了。
She comes in the kitchen.
她来到厨房里。
She opens the refrigerator.
她打开冰箱。
She puts in all the groceries.
她把所有的那些食物放到冰箱里。
She says, "Praise the Lord, see you later."
她说赞美主。
She left.
再见，她就走了。
We said, "This must be an angel."
我们说这一定是个天使吧。
What is this?
这是什么？这是什么？怎么回事？
This is real brotherly love.
这是真正的弟兄相爱。
To take care of the needy saints.
而是对有需要的圣徒要有这样的爱。
Now eight says Paul ends 1 Corinthians with a word of the assurance of love. This is not a natural love, but a love in Christ.The love of God that becomes ours through the grace of Christ and the fellowship of the Spirit.
保罗在爱的确信的话结束哥林多前书，这不是天然的爱，乃是在基督里的爱，也是神的爱，借着基督的恩和那灵的交通，成了我们的爱。
Okay, because of time, I'll try to read through Roman numeral 3 quickly to give you time to share.
因为时间的关系，我把第三个大点读过。
But I hope my reading will be the Lord speaking to you. Now, prophesying is the excelling gift to build up the church as the temple of God. To prophesy is to speak for the Lord. It's to speak forth the Lord.
说主，把主说出来。
And it's to speak the Lord into one another.
也是把主说到彼此里面。
And Paul says, seek that you may excel to the building up of the church.
保罗说，你们要寻求这个极超越的恩赐，为了建造教会。
Then he says in verse 4b, he says, he who prophesies builds up the church.
十四章第四节的下半说，伸言建造教会。
Saints, it is a great thing when we prophesy, we actually build up the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我的伸言是一 件非常重要的事情，因为申言建造召会。
And the greatest prophecy in the scriptures is in Matthew 16:18, where the Lord says,
最大的预言就是马太16章18节。
Where the Lord said, I will build my church.
主耶稣说他要建造他的召会。
How does he build his church?
他如何来建造他的召会呢？
He who prophesies builds up the church.
申言建造召会。
So we need to prophesy.
我们需要申言。
Now A says, when we love the Lord to the uttermost and are filled with God as love, he will overflow from within us into others by our prophesying.
第一个重点讲到说，当我们爱主到了极点，并被爱的神所充满的时候，他就要借着我们的申言。
Speaking,
就是说出神从我们里面涌流到别人里面而建造召会
which is speaking forth God to build up the church
就是说出神来建造召会
Now, before I read one, I'd like to tell you a story about brotherly salvation
在这个我读第一个小点以前我给你们分享一下李弟兄得救的一个小故事
Brotherly was 19 years old when he got saved
李弟兄得救的时候他19岁
He went to hear a sister preach the gospel.
他听到一个姊妹的传扬福音。
In mainland China.
在这个中国大陆。
This is in the early 20th century.
这是在二十世纪上早期的。
So for a young woman to preach the gospel of 25 years old was unheard of in those days.
在那个时候，一个二十五岁的年轻女子来传福音是从来没有听说过的。
So she preached the gospel.
她传福音。
And Brother Lee got dynamically saved.
这个李弟兄就是经历了大能的得救。
And he said, I never heard a word with so much authority or power as that word.
他说我从来没有听过有任何人讲主的话有这样的能力 和这样的说话这样的能力。
And he said, why did she have so much power and authority?
他说他为什么有这样的能力和权柄呢?
He said, she had so much power and authority because she loved the Lord to the uttermost.
他之所以有这样的说话的能力和权柄是因为他爱主爱到了极点。
You see, so that brings us to one.
这第一个点。
The more we love the Lord, the more we are qualified, perfected, and equipped to speak for the Lord with a service that is fragrant, sweet, fresh, and valuable to him.
我们越爱主就越有资格越受成全和装备为主说话。而对他有馨香甘甜新鲜有价值的侍奉
2 says if we are not filled with God as love our speaking will be like sounding brass or a clanging cymbal giving sounds without life instead of ministering the spirit who gives life
我们若没有被爱的神所充满我们的讲话就会像鸣的锣响的麻发出声音却没有生命不供应赐人生命的那灵
And C3 says, our love for the Lord is the factor, element, and essence of our power and authority in speaking for the Lord.
我们对主的爱是我们为主说话有能力和权柄的因素、元素和素质。
Then B says, prophesying is to speak to men building up for the church, encouragement for the believers, and consolation for the saints' spiritual welfare.
我们的申言是对人讲说建造，这是为了召会。对人勉励是为了信徒和安慰是为了圣徒属灵的幸福
C says God's desire is for all his saints to prophesy
第三个重点说神的愿望是他所有的圣徒都申言
You know in Numbers 11:29
在民数记11章29节
You have 70 elders with Moses
那地方有70个长老和摩西在一起
AndThey all began to prophesy.
他们都开始一个一个的申言。
And 68 of them were with Moses.
有68个和摩西在一起。
Two of them were in the camp prophesying.
有两个在营里面开始申言。
So Joshua got upset.
这个约书亚呀非常不高兴。
He said, Moses, forbid these two from prophesying.
他说摩西啊，请制止他们。
And Moses said, no.
摩西说不要。
He said, oh, that all Jehovah's people were prophets.
他说愿耶和华所有的子民都能够申言。
And that he would put his spirit upon them.
愿他的灵能够都临到他们。
So Moses was the greatest writer of the Old Testament. He wanted all of God's people to be prophets.
你知道摩西是旧约里面最主要的作者，最大的作者。他的这个心愿是神的子民都能申言。
Now, who was the greatest writer of the New Testament?
在这个新约里面最主要的作者是谁呢？
Is the Apostle Paul.
当然是使徒保罗。
So in 1 Corinthians 14:31,
在这个哥林多前书14:31,
he says, you can all prophesy.
他那地方说的，你们都能一个一个的伸言。
One by one.
一个一个的伸言。
That all may learn.
都能有所学习。
And all may be encouraged.
都能得鼓励。
Don't you get encouraged when the saints prophesy? Don't you learn something of Christ? Well, I tell you, with this weekend with the college saints, I learned a lot by their prophesying.
在过去这个周末，我从这个大学生弟兄姊妹们的伸言上，我学到很多。
I learned a lot about Christ. I learned a lot of Christ.
我学了许多的基督。
Anyway.It's wonderful that we can all prophesy one by one.
感谢主，我们真是一个一个都能伸言。
That all may learn.
所有的都能学习。
And all may be encouraged.
都能得鼓励。
That means you have to learn something first.
这样当然是说你自己首先有所学习。
You have to be encouraged first.
你首先需要得鼓励。
Then you speak what you've learned and what you've been encouraged by Christ to others.
而后你把你所学的、所得鼓励的，能够分享出来，成为别人的学习和鼓励。
Okay, one says, we are enabled to prophesy by learning in the Word of God, in the growth of life, and in our contact with God.
我们借着在神的话上，在生命的长大上，并在与神的接触上有所学习，就能伸言。
Two says, we are enabled to prophesy by being perfected by the prophets.
我们借着受伸言者成全，就能伸言。
Three says, we are enabled to prophesy by practicing to speak in all the meetings and by telling people about Christ.
我们借着操练在所有的聚会中说话，要对人讲说基督，我们就能伸言。
D says, in order to practice 1 Corinthians 14, there is the need for the highest meetings of the church, meetings in which each one has.
为要实行哥林多前书14章，需要有召会里面最高的聚会，那最高的聚会就是个人或有的聚会。
That means you come to the meeting prepared with something of Christ to share with the saints.
这就是说，当你来到聚会以前，你就已经预备好，你总是有对基督的珍赏的一些分享给弟兄姊妹们。
You don't microwave something on the way to the meeting. You don't microwave.
不是这个在来的路上才用这个微波炉啊，赶紧快快的打热一点东西。
You've cooked something.
你这个要。
You've prepared something of Christ.
要这个劳苦啊，这个在cook， 要烹饪一些。基督供应给人。
So you have Christ to share with the saints.
这样你才有和圣徒们分享的基督。
I like this. Number one says the proper church meeting is a one another meeting.
正确的召会聚会乃是彼此互相的聚会。
A round table meeting.
而是一个圆桌会议。
You know the proper church meeting is like a Chinese feast.
这个正常的这个召会聚会应该像中国人摆宴席一样。
I've been to a few Chinese feasts.
我去过几个中国式的宴席
，and they have so many different dishes.
他们有满汉全席啊。
They can cook beef in so many ways.
他们可以把牛肉做成好多不同的样式。
Not just Whopper.
这不只是这个。
But beef.
不只是的汉堡。
Beef with broccoli.
不只是这个菜花牛肉。
宫保chicken.
不只是宫保鸡丁。
All kinds of dishes.
是好多好多不同的这个盘啊，这个菜点。
And you put it on this thing that's called in English, it's called a lazy Susan.
你放在一个转盘上，那个英语叫懒惰的 Susan.
Now, if someone in here is named Susan, don't be offended.
如果你的名字叫 Susan, 不要被冒犯。
I don't know why they call it a lazy Susan, but that's what they call it.
我不知道他为什么叫这个懒惰的 Susan， 但是他就叫那个。
But it's a round table meeting.
就是一个圆桌的会议。
So Gabe has something of Christ. Gabriel.
Gabe.
He has something of Christ.
你有基督。
And then I say, Gabe, give me your Christ.
我说 Gabe， 把你的基你享受的基督给我。
And he turns the table like this.
他把那个桌子圆桌一转。
He passes his Christ to me.
他就把他的基督转到我跟前来了。
And then I pass my Christ to Aaron.
然后我把我的基督再转到亚伦那儿。
And then Aaron passes his Christ to his sister.
好的，亚伦再把这个基督转到姊妹那边。
Then the sister to another brother.
那个姊妹再转到弟兄们面前。
It's a round table meeting.
是一个圆桌的享受。
in which we speak to one another. Teach and admonish one another. Consider one another. And exhort one another. And listen to one another. In other words, the proper church meeting is a one another meeting. You see, tonight is a ministry meeting. And we need ministry meetings. But we also need church meetings, which are round table meetings. Now, 2 says, before coming to the meeting, we should prepare ourselves for the meeting through our experience of the Lord or through our enjoyment of His Word and fellowship with Him in prayer. He says, we must speak with the elements of prophesying.
我们必须用神话语的构成。
What are the elements of prophesying?
我们这个申言的, 元素是什么呢?
3 elements.
有三方面,
constitution with the Word of God.
神话语的构成,
inspiration by the Spirit of God.
神灵的感动,
revelation in the light of God.
以及在神光中的启示的。
So one says we must possess a knowledge of the Word of God.
第一说到我们必须对神的话有认识。
This is the human element of learning.
这是属人学习的因素。
Then 2 says we must have the instant inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
第二说到我们必须有圣灵及时的感动。
This is the divine element of inspiration.
这是神圣感动的元素。
This is why when we speak, we have to exercise our spirit.
这就是为什么我们说话的时候要操练灵。
Saints, every time you speak, In a prophesying meeting, exercise your spirit. I always tell the saints, if you're going to go down in flames, you know, go down in flames, if you're going to go down exercising your spirit. You might not speak everything correctly. But if you exercise your spirit, the saints will get something. Now we need to be correct. We need to be accurate. But we also need to exercise our spirit. For the inspiration of the spirit. And finally, 3 says we must have a vision concerning God's interest and economy through the enlightening of the divine light.
第三，我们必须借着神圣之光的光照，对神的权益和经纶有意向。
Now listen to F. F is a marvelous composition.
第六，非常好的一段话。
Thus we speak what we see.
这地方讲到说，我们讲说我们所看见的。
Saints, we have to see something.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要看见一些事情。
So we speak what we see.
我们要讲说我们所看见的。
With the words of this life.
是在这个那话的光中。
By the exercise of our spirit.
借着操练我们的灵。
With the inspiration of the spirit.
也在圣灵的感动下。
And God's cheering love.
也用神喜乐的那个爱。
To cheer God and man for the building up of the church as the temple of God.
能够使神和人都得喜乐，而且借着这个使召会这神的殿。
Saints, isn't this wonderful, saints? Love and prophesying. Now let's come back and read the title all together again. We'll read it in our own language. The most excellent way and the excelling gift for God's unique work to build up the church as the temple of God. Okay, very good. Thank you, saints. It's such a privilege to be with the church in New York City on a Monday night. Okay, what should we do now, brothers? What should we do?
Okay, 我们两个两个的祷告, let's pray 2x2, and then we can leave the rest of the time for prophesying. 其他时间我们再出来申言, 好不好? Amen.